mean, the water gardens themselves were quite something when they were first built. We used to use it as a place not to congregate en masse, but as a nice place to go. I belonged to the Junior Accident Prevention Council. My word, doesn't that sound grand? A sort of a club for people who had vague interests in traffic and cycling and things like that, which I had, I suppose. Our meetings were held at the police club in Cotterills. That building is still there in the corner of South Hill School's ground. And so we could go from school, meet up in the water gardens, go to JAPC, and then go home. We used to hold committee meetings in the new town hall then. It was very new. It smelt very new. Carpet and wood, you know, it was terrifically posh. And we would have one of the committee rooms there and hold our meetings in there. And again, you could go from school to the water gardens and meet up, sit and have a chat, and then go to the committee meetings. Myself, I thought that they were beautiful, but then I've got a sort of a horticultural bent. I liked the planting. I liked the layout. I liked the fact that it was a bit, I suppose the word is new in terms of its layout, etc., but it got the possibility of growing. And so over time you saw it sort of change with the growth of the plants, which did get a bit out of hand towards the end. But nonetheless, you know, it was nice to watch. Actually, one of the things that's just come to me, pre-water gardens, there were some jolly good willow trees and other trees that, again, were overgrown, really, but were very large and overhung the river, and lent themselves to bits of rope, sort of, and swinging from, in order to get across the river in a Tarzan-y sort of way, you know, which was quite good. And a lot of those went when they gentrified that piece of ground. But having said that, you know, they needed to be trimmed back at the very least, really. I say this as a grown-up rather than as a child. I felt they were a great loss as a child. But they were a bit decrepit, really.
Were the gardens well used in the early days?
Yes, I would say they were. People strolled through them. Looking back at it, I think they were part of, let's say, the aspirational new town. My husband's family moved out of London, moved out of fairly dire circumstances in London, into a house with a bathroom. And that there were, as it were, architect-designed walks and so on in the town centre, I think was quite well received, really. People did go and sit and enjoy the greenery and what have you.